getting a little backed up for time here, and I want to bring this young man out. We haven't seen him for about 6 months on the Tonight Show, but he's a composer, a performer, a philosopher, an electric carrot. A charming guy. Would you welcome Biff Rose? Biff?
God, give me the magic to get through one more step. Because if you don't, you know I won't be a very good short order cook, you can bet. I'd try it all if just to see some new role put on me. You and me, we both can use humility. But I guess all the short order cooks, they just laugh watching me come of age. It's happened round and round again, that's why I'm on the stage. God, give me the magic of a simple-minded smile, and I'll cook you up a tender heart and serve it in a while.
Piano that are a little different, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's cold in here.
No, that's... You played like that when it was warm in here. How have you been? I'm sorry to get you out so late tonight, and I thank you for coming.
Thank you, man. It really feels good.
Yeah. How's the office? Is it just brand new, or...
Yeah, it is.
It's going, pretty good?
I don't know.
Great
day.
You doing any more cliché songs? You did a thing once about intentionally doing clichés.
Yeah, I write them. I don't write any songs about them, but little. I like to write cliches.
You got any new ones?
Sure. Like to hear one?
Sure.
Okay. If they had bartenders in jail, would they be behind bars? Explain it and you drain it.
Yes, John, yes, you can't really analyze it. Just accept it for what it is.
Love it.
Gee.
I have a poem.
You got a poem?
I have a poem.
Let's go with that. We got three.
If the bartender's in jail, they'd be serving time.
All righty, you want to go ahead with it? Is it a short poem?
Yeah, really short.
Okay.
The psychedelic mangler was a wrestler, known and feared, wherever he appeared. It's a little longer than that. He was a neutral blob of rubber with the contour of a barrel, but every ounce was power-packed with petrifying material. Now, among the famous messiahs of whom epic tales are told, Sir Murgatroyd the Murderer was something to behold. A big, ferocious, bullet-headed, bellows-chested gent with a locomotive chassis and a jaw of pure cement. Wicked, nasty, anything but nice. But he seldom signed a challenger who thought about it twice, but the psychedelic mangler with a terrifying leer roared, "Who the hell is Murgatroyd?" And pretty little dear, "I'll crush him to a jelly. I'll spread him on the mat. I'll eat them both together for me, vitamins and fat." Now, gentlemen, I needn't say them fighting speeches, the kind that lead to sanctions and diplomatic breaches. Say, Matt, is that a signal that's open? Okay. You'll hoolie with the timer, the referee Angelo DePena. Call the burly battlers at the center of the mat, give them their instructions in 30 seconds flat. Mangler and the murderer, eyes ablaze with hate, shook hands with him between them in 1 minute after eight. Silence, then the bell. They met like they were coming out of hell. The mangler and the murderer, arm and leg and torso, about as homogeneous as a meatball is, or more so. Time to hear it, referee DePena. So my tale comes to an end. It ends like a movie. Don't you get caught in the middle, friends, because that ain't too groovy.